At Link Humans, we've spoken to countless HR leaders from around the world, all trying to measure employer brand. The Employer Brand Index is used by GE and Unilever on a quarterly basis to uncover and measure their reputation as an employer, with a final score they can track over time to see how things are changing. We look at what candidates, employees, and alumni say about your organization in an employment context. If you're looking to research your employer reputation, or if you're developing an EVP, this would be the perfect time to create your Employer Brand Index baseline. You'll get a full report of insights and recommendations that you can use to improve your employer brand over time. Head over to employerbrandindex.co and start measuring.
Hey, San Savathan, it's Jorgen Sundberg here with the Employer Branding Podcast, brought to you by your friends at Link Humans, where we do data-driven employer branding insights. Today, we're speaking to an American publicly traded software company from California. It provides cloud computing, virtualization software, and services. And of course, it was one of the first commercially successful companies to virtualize the x86 architecture. I have no idea what that means, but there's lots to learn in this interview with this tech company. So let's start the show. Hey, Price, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, Jorgen, it's great to be here. I'm looking forward to chatting with you today.
As am I, yes. So who are you, Price? What do you do? What brings you on the show today?
Sure. My name is Price Peacock, and I am the Global Employment Brand Manager at VMware. I'm here to share a little bit more about who I am and the work that I'm doing from an employer branding perspective for VMware. I live and work remotely in Memphis, Tennessee, in the United States. I've been with VMware for 9 years, and I spent a good bit of that time in two of our offices in Austin, Texas, but I'm in Memphis today.
Nice. Okay. So VMware, what is the company all about?
Sure. So VMware is a tech company based in Palo Alto, California. We've been around for over 20 years. It's a $10 billion plus company, but our focus really is on helping our customers build, run, manage, connect, and protect any app on any cloud delivered to any device. VMware's cloud, modern apps, networking and security, and digital workspace software offerings form a digital foundation that is powering the apps, services, and experiencing, transforming the world that we live and work in today. We have customers across the world. We have 99% of the Fortune 1000 companies. Where we are in the world today, the impact that the work that VMware employees are having on customer and businesses is really relatable for you, me, and others around the world.
I suppose the service you provide is sort of to make things run smoothly, apps and whatever it is. Almost like an unsung hero, B2B hero.
Definitely. We're creating that foundation that allows businesses to create meaningful and useful experiences for people around the world. It's helping businesses and people live and work in the world in a more efficient and sustainable and healthy manner.
VMware, where does the name come from? What does VM stand for?
The VM in VMware stands for virtual machines. When VMware was first founded in 1998, it was our first product that was actually focused on virtualizing the data center. So that is how the name VMware came to be back a little tiny office space above a cheese shop in Silicon Valley in Palo Alto, California.
Nice. And is that what we now refer to as cloud?
Cloud is the broader space, or one of the spaces that VMware creates products and solutions for. But yes, virtualizing the data center, because really data centers are just one physical space that enables organizations to run their software and solutions. But data centers do connect and play a role in the cloud that you and I know of today.
And so your family are a tech company. So I'm thinking, what is the talent challenge? Is it mainly in the tech space, or do you have other challenges globally?
I mean, historically, our hiring challenges have been somewhat bound by the fact that we used to focus on our hiring around the offices that we have around the world. Mm. And a challenge historically has been the fact that we at times are competing for the same talent that other tech companies are seeking. But yeah. Given where we are in the world today due to the COVID-19 pandemic, VMware has seen an opportunity to reimagine the way we source, hire, and develop more diverse talent. So we've kind of removed those chains that we, you know, put on ourselves to hire near our offices. And earlier this year, we announced the future of work at VMware. It's a new distributed way of working. And this is really giving our people, our employees, flexibility and choice around where and how they work. So we have different location types associated with our jobs. Those are fixed, flexible, and remote. An employee working in a fixed role most often goes or would go into VMware office. Someone in a flexible role would kind of alternate between going into a VMware office and working in a non-VMware office. So whether that be their home, a coffee shop, in a park, you name it. And then the remote opportunity is that traditional role where you are not formally associated with a VMware office, or your role is not formally associated with a VMware office. And by moving in that direction, working in a more distributed way, from a talent perspective, we're enabling our recruiters and sourcers and hiring managers to look for people in areas, realistically, at times, not near VMware offices. And that, kind of to your question, is allowing us to remove some of those challenges that we historically faced. And it's enabling us to hire more diverse and innovative talent. So I'm really excited about the direction that we're going when it comes to hiring talent around the world.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, it really allows you as an employer to cast a wider net, I suppose. And was this this distributed way of working, these future work at VMware options, was the impetus the pandemic, or was this something that was planned before the pandemic?
You know, the pandemic actually accelerated a project that was already in the works. So it's something I've discussed with my coworkers, but realistically, the pandemic just accelerated a project that was in motion. It was going to be a multi-year body of work, but given that our employees began working remotely earlier this year and we saw how successful we were when it comes to enabling our people to work remotely, we use a number of our own products and solutions, one being Workspace ONE, and we have teams in place to onboard and enable people to work remotely and in this distributed manner. So it was kind of the proof point that said, you know, we really can do this. So we've moved forward and accelerated that project. And it was earlier this year in 2020 that we rolled out the Future of Work initiative at VMware. So you can see a number of things starting to come to life when it comes to our workplace and work practices for our people at VMware.
Great. And you mentioned the fixed, flexible, remote, and three different categories. And I guess you are in the remote category, and you have been for some time.
I am, yes. Yeah. So I became a remote employee in 2018. Prior to that, if we're looking at it from these three new terms, I was a fixed employee. I worked in both of our offices in Austin, Texas, but I've enjoyed the benefits of working in a remote fashion for a few years now.
which is interesting because a lot of people in employer brand have sort of always worked from home, so really been pioneers in that sense. Talk to us about your employer brand strategy, Bryce.
Sure. So VMware's employer brand strategy is really focused on highlighting our innovative business and workplace culture. We focus on empowering our people to create their own future here. And then by doing that, VMware employees are able to innovate and create solutions for problems that others historically have not been able to or have chosen not to do. From a brand perspective, we recognize that VMware's brand is the sum of the emotions and attitudes that a variety of people have with us. So whether it be our employees, our customers, and the broader community, we know that people's associations with us is driven by their interactions with us. So we're mindful of the impact that the content from an employer brand perspective has on VMware's brand awareness and overall reputation. From a campaign perspective, it was actually in 2018 that we refreshed our employer brand campaign. If you're out there engaging with our content, the campaign is denoted by the headline, "Work Here, Transform Everywhere." And all of the content that we bring to life is really meant to highlight our Epic 2 values and beliefs that foster the experience here for our employees. It is meant to highlight the cutting edge work that our people are driving in the modern apps, multi-cloud, virtual cloud network, digital workspace, and intrinsic security spaces. And it's really, like I was mentioning earlier, meant to enable people, prospective employees, to determine whether or not VMware is the place for them. So it's a campaign that's meant to bring both VMware, the company in this instance, and talent together. So it's beneficial for everyone. And then lastly, our employer campaign from the beginning has been focused on connecting with the broader VMware brand, the brand that VMware's corporate brand team helps foster. And that corporate brand is really focused around the idea of realizing what's possible. So whether that be in your career, within the business that you're running, when it comes to realizing what's possible from a innovation or problem solving perspective, we've been mindful to connect our employer brand strategy with VMware's overarching brand more recently. And we've seen the benefits of doing that. I guess the last bit I'll say about our strategy is that each year my team really sits down to have a gut check on what our business and talent priorities are. And because of that, it's allowed us to be nimble and learn and evolve our employer brand strategy. Since I've been here or at VMware for almost a decade, I really have seen our strategy evolve. When I first started, VMware's employer brand strategy really was a grassroots efforts within our talent acquisition team. That's basically VMware's recruiting team. And it's become something now where we have a great relationship with our corporate brand team. Our work does align where appropriate and connect to and support the broader VMware brand. So it's exciting to see where we've come from and where we're going. And this work, our strategy is allowing to better engage with our target audience and create meaningful content for both VMware and the people who are exploring career opportunities with us.
Yes, absolutely. So I didn't ask you, but I should have. What's the, how did employer brand come about inside VMware? And you talked about the evolution there. Where are you now in terms of structure and team?
VMware's employer brand strategy, like I mentioned, started as a grassroots efforts within our talent acquisition team. So it was really a need for our recruiting organization, the people going out there and partnering with hiring managers to identify, interview, hire, and hire talent here. So at that time, it really was just an effort within the HR organization. And I've seen iterations of the campaigns, the employer brand campaigns at VMware. I've seen us evolve to working with our corporate brand team, partnering with third-party agencies and other, you know, creative resources. And it's even been exciting to see my immediate team grow. It continues to grow, but today we have dedicated resources from social media managers and associates in EMEA, the US. We have a team member joining us in India in 2021. We have a dedicated graphic designer. I am in the role of overseeing our strategy. So it's really been exciting to see it grow from this 1 to 2 person team to getting to five people in 2021 and hopefully continuing to grow as the need of our work evolves for VMware.
And so you mentioned work here, transform everywhere, which is pretty catchy, I think, and realizing what's possible. It's also very good. Do either of those, are they used as your EVP or, tell us what the EVP might be.
So VMware's employer value proposition is actually denoted by the headline, Own Your Future. At VMware, we do not formally communicate the employer value proposition externally. The headline and the messaging of our employer value proposition is to us a guidepost that we use to then develop the external headlines and copy and content to support our employer brand strategy and the campaign that we're running today. But a number of those phrases that I mentioned earlier to me all align to our employer value proposition. And at a high level, it's just as a statement that indicates that VMware is a place where you are valued for who you are, where you can achieve progress, both for yourself personally and professionally. You can help achieve progress for VMware. So the company, our teams, our customers. And what's even more meaningful to me is that our work is meaningful for the broader community. And with everything that has occurred in 2020 due to COVID-19, those positive outcomes or the positive impact of our work to me is more tangible and relatable from a value proposition. We believe that people have an opportunity to progress here and that it's expected of both you, the employee, and of yourself. So at the end of the day, VMware is a platform. It's a resource. It's a community that you as an individual, colleague, innovator, and citizen of the world can be empowered, be held accountable, and be responsible for your growth and the growth of the business and the growth of the world in which we all live in. So yeah, like I mentioned, the employer value proposition, Own Your Future, is really what informs our employer brand strategy. We do not use the EVP messaging directly or verbatim externally, but it is our guidepost that we reference in our work.
From the outside, I would then think, Own Your Future. Okay, this company is going to provide me with a lot of autonomy, give me a lot of responsibility, basically let me get on with it. Is that a correct interpretation?
Yeah, I mean, if you are an individual either working here today or one considering working at VMware, you can see that showing up in a number of ways here, whether it be defining your career journey here. VMware, the company, has a program, as an example, Career Journey, which maps out and provides a number of resources for you to grow your career here. But at the end of the day, we do give our employees the freedom, choice, and flexibility to define what their future looks like. And I think that can be very powerful and exciting for individuals.
Okay. And you mentioned your campaigns there earlier. I wanted to ask you how you activate the employer brand in general. So campaigns, initiatives, or anything you want to highlight.
Sure. So we activate VMware's employer brand campaign in a number of ways. One of those is through our people. At VMware, employee referrals today are our number one source of hire. So knowing that, we recognize the importance of our people's perspectives and voices, and we actively partner with the 33,000 plus employees that work at VMware to create and share and participate in the content and experiences that we're creating for prospective employees, even our current employees, the broader community. An example of that is, or an example of how we engage with our employees is actually by featuring them and employee-generated videos. We have an application that we use. It's called AllTrue. It's a mobile video application. And this resource, which is housed in Workspace ONE, enables us to generate in somewhat real time authentic videos that are shot by our employees. And this allows them to share their unique perspectives about their roles, working at VMware, and ultimately why you should consider joining us here. Other ways we activate our employer brand strategy are through our own channels. I mainly focus on our web properties and our the social media profiles that we have. So as an example, the VMware career site is a site that my team manages. And this to me is really the hub for VMware work life and career opportunity content. So we leverage this hub, the VMware career site, to feature the content that supports our employment brand campaign. From another medium perspective, we leverage the VMware careers and VMware University Talent social media channels to have an active presence with the external community, our followers and people who are interested in learning more about the work that we do and the job opportunities that we have available. So we utilize Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and WeChat to share that content and information that we're curating to support our employment brand campaign. And just some other activation pieces that I'll briefly mention are through paid media, events and experiences, communications, and print and digital resources. I've actually really been excited about the work that we've done in the past year to 2 years on the paid media and events perspective. On the paid media front, we've become more diligent and thoughtful with our paid media strategy, where we're investing and how we're using paid media to raise awareness about VMware and shape positive perceptions about the work that we do, the impact we're having, and why you should consider joining us. So we actively partner with Just Media, a global marketing agency, to run native and display ads, social media ads, Google ads, and we'll soon be launching YouTube ads to once again highlight the content that we're creating to support our employment brand campaign. And that last point, the events experience, I call that out because this year, 2020, has been, you know, a year of change for many. But from an events perspective, for over a decade, we've supported our recruiters and the recruiting events that they either attend or host on behalf of VMware. Historically, these events have, for the most part, been in person, but because of COVID-19, we've had to pivot and partner and support the teams managing our recruiting events because they've gone virtual. And it's been exciting to be a part of that evolution and think through what those experiences should be like or would be like for the people engaging with us. And it's been exciting to see how we bring to life our employer brand content in those virtual experiences for people.
Right. Okay. So it sounds like you and your team are pretty busy then. So you're working at a lot of different angles here. If I said prize for next year, you can only do one of these activities. Which one is that gives you best bang for your buck?
Given where we are in the world, I would focus in on, you're making me choose one. I at this point would say either paid media or the virtual events experiences. Mm-hmm. I say that I'll focus on the virtual events experience because I recently attended the Wall Street Journal Tech Live concert, and I was moved by the learnings that I had there, and ultimately how, because of the COVID-19 pandemic, we as a society have just seen an increase in the ways in which people engage with businesses and brands in a virtual manner. So because of that, and knowing that those engagements and experiences are going to continue to grow, I guess I'd have to choose virtual experiences, virtual events, because we've, you know, invested a lot of time and seen good returns there in 2020. And I already know that we'll be focusing in on those virtual experiences in 2021. So I'll say virtual experiences would be what I would choose if I could only choose one thing to focus in on for 2021.
Okay. How do you go about measuring the impact of the employer brand work that you're doing? What sort of metrics do you report on?
Sure. So that too has definitely been an evolution over the past 9 years that I've worked here at VMware. But recently, in the past year, we have evolved the way that we measure the impact of the work that VMware is doing in the employer brand space. Today, we have an employee brand measurement strategy framework that we actually built out with our HR Insights team. This is the team at VMware that manages the surveys that both candidates, hiring managers, and employees receive from VMware along different moments or milestones in their journey with us here. This framework really allows us to align on our employer brand goals. It, as you said, allows us to, with data, measure the success of our deliverables during each milestone of a person's experience. That's something that I've actually for some time been attempting to crack the nut, you know, solve the case, but we've been focused on identifying how we could measure the impact of our work when someone first becomes aware of VMware, when they begin to engage with us, when they really become familiar with who we are during the interview and hire process, the onboarding process, when someone, you know, begins to grow as an employee here. And then ultimately at the point where someone, you know, leaves VMware and moves on. So we have identified those moments in time. We have specific goals associated with each of those milestones, and we have specific metrics that we are tracking. We have several resources that we obtain this data from. One are those surveys that I mentioned that pulse people during the interview process when they're employees here at VMware, and then at the point where an individual leaves the company. But we also use external data to get a better understanding of the non-employee perspectives and experiences with VMware. I also mentioned Just Media earlier as well. That's our media partner. They are helping us gather data that informs the impact of our employer brand strategy. So at the end of the day, I'm pleased with where we are today. We are on a quarterly basis, checking in on these metrics, the sources, and those check-in meetings really allow us to pause and reflect and evolve our employer brand strategy. So it's been a journey, and we'll continue to evolve how we measure the impact, but I'm pleased to see where we are with it today.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always a work in progress, I think. Great. Okay. So have you got some top tips that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Sure. But the first one, kind of going back to my point earlier about people, the people working at your company, here at VMware at least, our employees are involved in, you know, shaping the outcome, the success of our business and the employee experience here. It is our colleagues, it is our peers that determine how the experiences are for people working here. So my first tip is really to foster meaningful relationships with your colleagues. I would also say foster meaningful relationships with a variety of your colleagues. So move outside of your immediate team, even potentially outside of your immediate organization, depending on how large your company is. I have seen positive outcomes of getting to know and working closely with people at all job levels, across all teams here at VMware, and even working with people around the world. VMware is a global company, and it's been beneficial both on a professional level and a personal level to stay connected with, learn from, and partner with employees around the world, because kind of going back to the point of employees do shape how our business is perceived, and they are involved in welcoming new talent into the company. It's important to understand different perspectives around the world, because these individuals can speak to the different experiences of people that I may not come into contact with physically, but know that we're looking to connect with and hire those type of people around the world. The other one is really around partnering with your corporate brand team. If you do not today sit within that team. So like I mentioned earlier, or I believe I did, my team technically sits within the talent acquisition team at VMware. So my tip really is, no matter where your team sits, no matter where the employer brand team sits within your company, whether it be talent acquisition, the corporate brand, advertising, or communications team, make sure that your work connects and complements your brand's identity. After having been here for over 9 years, I've really learned that it's better for an organization's corporate and employer brand to work together versus compete with one another. And I'm really pleased with where VMware is today from a partnership perspective with our corporate brand team. And my last point kind of touches on what you asked me earlier. You know, if I could choose one thing to focus in on for 2021, what would it be? And kind of to that, my tip is that it's okay to not do it all. So whether you're building your organization's employer brand strategy from the ground up today, or like me, you're close to a decade into the work with your company, you don't have to be everywhere and do everything all the time. Know your target audience, know your goals, and focus on the deliverables that will enable you to achieve those goals and succeed in the long run. That's been a learning for me, and that is the last tip that I would share with you all.
Yeah, that's a great one. I think that comes with experience, because it's easy to get into this this function, this role, and try to master everything straight away. Absolutely. Try to focus in on a few activities that you can do really well.
Yeah, and I guess just the last bit there, even once again to the learnings point, if you've begun a body of work or become active in a space, it's okay to step away from it if you find that it's not benefiting the work that your team is doing. So kind of the point of, if you need to let it go, that is fine as well. So it's okay to not do it all. And if you get involved in a space or invest somewhere at some point in time along your employer brand journey, it's okay to move away for something from something if it is not benefiting you in the long run.
Yep, absolutely. And Price, what is it that makes your job so special?
So I know you and I spoke about this when we were meeting earlier before this recording, but really what makes my role as an employer brand specialist so special is the fact that I believe I'm in a role that enables employers. So VMware is the employer, the company, and in this example, my role enables companies and people, the talent, hopefully make meaningful connections together so that both can benefit and grow and learn from one another. And I say that because I know people spend a lot of time, or on average around the world, people spend a lot of time at work. I was even just kind of looking for a data point to reference to make it more official. And I did see that the World Health Organization, as an example, shared that on average, people will spend one third of their lives working. So I find my work important because I believe I am helping companies, or in this instance, VMware, and people connect together to hopefully have a meaningful connection and journey with one another. And going back to VMware's employer value proposition and just the why behind it all, why it's so special here at VMware, we really do believe that people join communities, not just a company. You know, there are benefits of joining a company, but it's that community, the people that you connect with, the opportunities that you have within your workplace to grow and make an impact that make your work so special. I do believe that people choose to work here because it is a place that they feel welcome, that they can belong here, that they can take care of their well-being, and that they have an opportunity to innovate and make an impact. And it's those experiences that my role and the work that my team is doing is sharing with others, that we're sharing with people who are considering to join VMware. And that's why I feel and love working as an employer brand strategist at VMware.
Yeah, this takes me back to when I used to work in recruiting. I used to love the idea that I can connect people to excellent job opportunities and careers within different companies. As opposed to when you're doing your job, you can do that at scale. You're actually supporting recruiters. Yeah, okay. So my final question, Price, where can our listeners connect with yourself, and also where can they learn more about VMware's employer brand?
So you are welcome to connect with me on LinkedIn. My name is Price Peacock. So just search for Price Peacock on LinkedIn. And when it comes to connecting with VMware and learning more about who we are and the opportunities that we have available for you, you can visit the VMware career site by going to careers.vmware.com. You can also explore what life is like for our people by checking out the VMware Life hashtag on LinkedIn or Instagram. Our people around the world on a regular basis share photos and videos to give that behind the scenes look into their unique experiences here at VMware.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time today.
No problem. Thanks for having me, Jorgen.
Okay, there we go, folks. Be sure to reach out to Price on LinkedIn and other places, and thank her ever so much for sharing her insights today. All right, so how do you go about measuring employer brand? Well, we have developed the Link Humans Index as a way of finding out what's being said about your organization in an employment context. Of course, over the last 12 months, we've increasingly been asked to add specific lenses to our analysis in addition to the 16 attributes that cover off the aspects of an employer brand. COVID-19 and its impact on employee reputation, racial equality, which is a sub-theme of D&I, the changing workplace, these are all additional lenses that our clients are requesting at the moment. And if you have any specific areas you would like investigated, just get in touch and we'll do our best. The Link Humans Index is trusted by companies like Baker Hughes, Mars, GE, H&R Block, and Relix. So if you are ready to establish your index baseline, go to linkhumans.com or just get in touch with me and I will happily give you the lowdown. Finally, I should mention that this podcast is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, and all the usual places. If you like what you hear, feel free to subscribe. And if you really want to make me happy, feel free to leave a review somewhere. It really helps us to get in front of more people like yourself. That was it for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in, and catch up next time. Hey!